America today, and by America I mean the United States of America, is a society where bakers, photographers, and florists who refuse to cater nuptial services that go against traditional Christian beliefs are sued out of existence. Where books promoting unorthodox lifestyles are encouraged in schools. Where those who live such lifestyles are allowed to read stories to our children in the public square. Where Satanists are allowed to have after-school programs in public schools. Where satanic prayers are now said in some official government gatherings. Satanic statues are allowed for public display, but the Ten Commandments are not. And satanic gatherings are held in the open. And if you dare speak against any of these things, or say in any way that they're wrong, you are shouted down, called a bigot, and canceled. This leaves Christians today wondering, what happened to this country? None of this would have happened just two decades ago. But Christians in America have, in fact, allowed this to happen. They see the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution as divinely inspired, when in fact they are not. While they themselves certainly recognize Christ as King, they revere concepts of freedom of religion and separation of church and state, concepts that have been rightly condemned by the Catholic Church because Christ has the right to reign in the public square. Pope Gregory XVI wrote, "And from this stinking fountainhead of indifferentism flows that absurd and erroneous opinion, or rather nonsense, that liberty of conscience must be claimed and demanded for everyone whatsoever." And in the Syllabus of Errors by Pope Pius IX, we read error number 77, "In the present day, it is no longer expedient that the Catholic religion should be held as the only religion of the state to the exclusion of all other forms of worship." Error 78 says, "Hence, it has been wisely decided by law in some Catholic countries that persons coming to reside therein shall enjoy the public exercise of their own peculiar worship." Error 79 reads, "Moreover, it is false that the civil liberty of every form of worship and the full power given to all of overtly and publicly manifesting any opinions whatsoever and thoughts conduce more easily to corrupt the morals and minds of the people and to propagate the pest of indifferentism." Christians in America are baffled by this development in our society because they believe this is a Christian country, when in fact it never was. They believe that it was founded on Christian principles, when in fact it was founded on Freemasonic principles. In other words, this was bound to happen eventually. Our Freemasonic founding fathers set in motion a ticking time bomb. All was good when our society was made up of Christians. But the enemies of God used the liberty set forth in the Constitution to gain the right to not have God in the public square, removing Christian prayer from schools, then religious Christmas songs from school Christmas assemblies, and then removing the word Christmas altogether. And they were able to do it because of freedom of religion and separation of church and state. It's hard for many Christians in America to accept that the founding of this nation is flawed and actually goes against basic Christian principles. Veneration of America is very much ingrained in many Christian communities, and they want, hope, and yes, pray for the America they grew up in to return. But they won't get it. The enemies of God have taken over, and God won't allow it to return because it's flawed. Look, what does the first commandment say? "I am the Lord thy God, you will have no other gods before me." What does the First Amendment say? "Have any god you wish." Or more to the point, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof." A Christian country cannot allow the public free exercise of false worship. Why? Because, as Psalm 96:5 says, "All the gods of the Gentiles are devils." Did God allow Israel to worship false gods? No. Then why do you think he's okay with us allowing it? And what happened to Israel when they fell into the worship of false gods? God allowed them to be conquered by their enemies. Some believe that yes, Christianity is the true religion, but God likes freedom of religion because he wants people to freely choose him and not be forced. Well, let me ask you, did you raise your children in the Christian faith? Take them to church, Sunday school, and vacation Bible school? Are you not forcing your religion on them? Now, you might say, true, they are raised in the religion, but when they get older, they decide for themselves. And this is true. We don't force anyone into the true religion. But you also recognize that if you did not raise your child in the faith, if you never took them to church, never took them to Sunday school to learn about the faith, they would never choose it. Shouldn't everyone be given the same opportunity to choose or reject the true faith as your child did? This is why Christ must reign as king in the public square, be taught in the schools, and all entertainment and media must be subject to Christian principles, because the freedom we have is the freedom to choose Christ. Otherwise, we are condemning people to hell. And yes, this means censorship. That's right. Even those who have taken over understand that, which is why I have to beat around the bush with what I'm talking about and can't mention certain things. And when our society was Christian before the 1960s, they understood it as well, which is why movies, TV, and radio all had censorship boards, until freedom of religion and separation of church and state took it all away. And if you think that the same Supreme Court that stopped Christian censorship will eventually stop the censorship of Christians, you are sadly mistaken. The Supreme Court is, quote, conservative, the House of Representatives is, quote, conservative, and are they doing anything about it? Did our last president do anything about it? Our current rulers will tear up the Constitution before they allow that. So no, the Constitution is not coming to save us. It's a human document. Look, an ideology is going to rule. The idea that we can have a society where everyone can have their own personal beliefs and all ideas and religions are equal and everyone respects everyone else and everyone has the same opportunity in the public square is fantasy. And we are seeing this play out before our very eyes. The very people who fought for equality with Christianity and to not be subject to Christian rule in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s are now imposing their beliefs on us. Because either Christ rules or Satan does. And if Christ doesn't rule, Satan will. That's why freedom of religion and separation of church and state are a recipe for satanic rule. It just took a couple of centuries for it to come to its ultimate end. Christ has the right to reign, not just in us individually, but in society as well, because nations have a responsibility for the salvation of its people. Matthew 28, 18 through 20 reads, "And Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." The rights of God and His church supersede the rights of individuals and governments. Now, that's not to say that we have the right to force anyone to be Catholic or Christian. Leo XIII wrote, "For this reason, while not conceding any right to anything save what is true and honest, the Church does not forbid public authority to tolerate what is at variance with the truth and justice for the sake of avoiding some greater evil or of obtaining or preserving some greater good. But if, in such circumstances, the sake of the common good, and this is the only legitimate reason, human law may or even should tolerate evil. It may not and should not approve or desire evil for its own sake." So while other religions and ideologies may be tolerated and allowed privately, they do not have the same rights as the church and no right to the public square. It has to be this way. Otherwise, society will devolve and collapse, as we are seeing happen before our very eyes. But American Christians need to learn from this mistake and realize that the errors of freedom of religion and separation of church and state are the cause and not the answer. For the common good of society, Christ and Christ alone must be recognized and worshipped in the public square, to the exclusion of all others, and Christian morality must be the law of the land. That means marriage is what the Bible says it is. And as the Bible says, we are made male and female. It means divorce should be illegal, or at least difficult to obtain. It means adultery and all other immoral sexual acts should be illegal, as well as pornography. And this would be a return to the America of old. Only this time, when they demand their rights, there will be nothing for them to claim, because this will be a professedly Christian country that recognizes Christ as king. But sadly, we are most likely beyond the point of no return, and most likely this error will be corrected the hard way, as has been predicted in all the Catholic prophecies. Until my next video, God bless.